I am Tom, and this is AC On, the short Alpha Clash podcast where I talk all things Alpha Clash on my way to work. And we're going to talk about spoilers today. We had a very interesting thing or two. But first, a shout out to the Kickstarter for the comic book. If you haven't looked at it already, go do that. I'll put a link to it in the description below. It looks really nice. I'm sure that the story will be interesting, and also for people who haven't yet read the novel. And fun fact, there is an add-on where you can actually get your hands on some more lore. I believe the novel even. So go have a look. Yeah, let's get this to some eyeballs anyway. And then, spoilers, we had the Blue Week this week. A lot of interesting blue cards, or at least interesting blue cards. I'm going to touch on two and a bit of support for it. Let's start with the contender, Lynn, or L-I-N-N, the rogue agent. She introduces a new strategy. So, she introduces bounty counters. Her 30 life ability tells us, or give you the permission if you play her, to attack your opponent's ready clash cards, not their engaged clash card, but their ready clash cards, if they have a bounty counter on them. There must be some shenanigans you can pull with that. And when you're low enough in life, on 10 and under, you even get a trigger on them that said when they're defeated, any clash card with any opponent's clash card with a bounty count on it, when they are defeated, that opponent diminishes two, which means take the top two cards from your deck and put into your oblivion. And anyone who's played Moxie has sort of done this to themselves whenever an Edward reveals something you really wanted in your deck, but now it's in your oblivion. At least I've done that like 100 times. That is annoying. So diminishing is a new keyword. So it opens up two new strategies to me. But before any strategy with either diminish or these shenanigans with attacking ready clash cards can be used and abused, we need to actually be able to put bounty counters on things. And for that, we got revealed a single card. Let me see if I can find it. Here. Lynn, the Nanite Assassin. Yeah, I can't remember everything, so I had to write it down. Lynn, the Nanite Assassin, which plays both of these strategies a bit. So trigger enter is that you have your opponent diminish a card, throwing it away, and you put a bounty counter on one of their clash cards. So that's the way to do that. Of course, a single card to support that is not enough. And this defeated feature will also be if your opponent's card with a bounty counter is defeated, then you return a 2-cost from oblivion. So that, of course, is a I think it was the iconic rare version of it. What rarity it will come in if it's not any special art with signatures and stuff, I don't know. But it tells us something about this strategy, where you will actually be, hopefully, not actually, you will hopefully be hitting with something that put bounty counters on your opponent's cards. At least this is the strategy I see most viable. If we get some way to put bounty counters on things, more or less reliable, you can start taking out things like flare that someone is holding in reserve to just punch the last bit of damage in before an attack. So a way to have some combat shenanigans is apparently underway here with the bounty counters. The other thing is diminish, which is the first time we get a sort of a mill strategy, or the inklings of a mill strategy. There is a Haven card, and I thought of trying to say that, but I'm not going to try to say that word. It's something street, which also is a class ground that makes everyone discard, or sorry, diminish a card on the beginning of their turn. But that is a support that. As far as I remember, that's an uncommon, but at least it shows that there will be some support for this strategy. A little bit like the talk I had back when we got the Black Week, so to speak, it might need a bit more support to be a functional and viable solution. But let's see. We need them in. We might need everything in two sets in order for to get in the draft set. That's a viable strategy. So diminish a new mill, an actual mill strategy, and these bounty counters, which is a new type counter, yes, but also a new strategy, and I kind of like that. The other card, I know I already touched on three, but the other card I want to touch on or talk about is the new Plasmax. Plasmax Enforcer is also a clash card. It's a 1-1 for 1. That is not the interesting part. What is the interesting part? That this is sort of a ramp card, a resource ramp card. I tried to look it up. We had a discussion this morning whether there were anything like this. I don't think there is. So right now you can get Haven, Bountiful Collector, I think, to ramp your resources. Now, Plasmax Enforcer does the same thing, but a little bit more volatile. We're going to have a discussion on the importance of resources in this game. But what he says is that during your primary phase, you may engage him, and then you may ready a card in your resource zone, meaning you sort of get him as a resource. A flexible resource. The problem, of course, is that if you engage him, your opponent's going to kill him, or probably going to kill him. He's fairly easy to take out. He's only a 1-1. But it is a ramp, but it's a careful ramp. I really, really like it. I think he'll show up in quite a lot of decks that is going to splash blue in order to get him on board and get that little bit of extra benefit from a single resource mall. There is a caveat to him. You cannot do this the turn he enters play. So your opponent sort of gets a chance to try to, I don't know, put a bounty card out and take him out. But nevertheless, he's there and it is ramp. So interesting new cards, new strategies, and two new strategies, and a new ramp card. Anyway, that's it. I'll see you in the office building, so I better go to work. Have a nice one. We'll talk to you later. Bye.